Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. All you saints out there, don't say you're not a saint. If you believe in God and you're doing what his son told you to do, you are a saint. You qualify as a bona fide saint. Thank you for tuning in this morning to the Global Vision for Living Today. I'm Marcia Cupertino. Some call me Dr. C, but whatever they call me. This morning, I deserve to be called because God called me by my name and woke me up this morning, and I'm happy to be on the show, and I welcome you to I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen 2023 Convention Updates. We have been preaching, teaching, we've been doing everything we can with our tongue to let the world at large know that without God, you can do nothing at all. You can fool me. You can fool your mama that you're doing something, but without God, you're doing nothing. Please get that straight. Right now, the clarion call is out to the world. We see what is going on in it. Just this morning, I heard that prayer is now banned at any hospital site, any sidewalk site with those talking about God and babies that should not be aborted. They're also going around talking about libraries is pulling books and Bibles off the shelves. What's going on? What is going on? This is the purpose of the show, is to alert you to what is going on out there. I mean, the world at large has gone mad. Christmas trees even are banned in libraries. I read that this morning. No more Christmas trees at all in a public library. Most of us know Bibles are banned around the world. They just haven't hit the U.S. right now, but they're coming. And most of all, the name of God is defamed by creatures that only have 70 or 80 years. The Bible says if they have special mightiness, they have 80. Shouldn't be around here talking. Shouldn't be around here pretending to be more than what you are. More with power in your hand that Jesus Christ said when he rose he had. You better stop. Better stop. They cannot add one extra cubit to their lifespan, no matter how much money they throw around town. Some say Satan himself can't even rise to the occasion. Satan is broke. If the world that Jesus said is lying in the power of Satan, I want you to know he is broke. Look around. Look around. The God you worship is broke. The God you think you're doing something, running around town doing his bidding and too stupid to know you're not even doing his bidding. Praise the Lord. I will make my name known unto the heathen. Now, this convention is going to be spearheaded and hosted in part by our one and only, our very own Colonel Dr. William Harrison. Many of you know him from over 240 episodes over the last almost 3 years here on this radio show. So he has stepped forward. And I told him I really appreciate that because we got men and women hanging in the background saying, doctor, give me my topic. Now, this I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen 2023 convention is slated for, I believe, the second or third week in February. Keep on our email list to get the information. And the location is going to be in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area. Now, hold it. If, I see your hands, if we get more guests that want to attend, this, I will make known my name unto the heathen convention. If we get more on the West Coast, Colonel Doc Harris has already said, I will concede. It's no need of me dragging people across the, from the West Coast across the states to get to Washington, D.C. If Washington don't step up to the plate, that's a promise. That's just not a hope or a wish. Now, let me talk to you very briefly about this, because Colonel Harrison is excited to share what he is doing so far for this February 18th convention. It's a three-day convention. Guests will arrive in from the gateway cities on Thursday, and on that Friday, I think we're going to have the actual welcome dinner, and then that Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6 the next day, we are going to do it. And then, of course, Sunday, people will be on their own or back to their church. But let me talk to you about this 24-hour marathon. We know you are not going to redeem a world or even try to redeem a world or even try to do what Jesus Christ said in one day. And the reason why is that many of our ministerial brothers and sisters and those that are proclaiming the name of God fearlessly, one day is not going to do it. We've had centuries, we've had decades to get out and make known God's name, and it just hasn't been done. Let's not lie about it or fool ourselves about it. The world wouldn't be in this turmoil as it is. Just like God said, I'm not going to destroy Nineveh. Go out there and find me 1,000. Then go find me 500. Then go out there and find 100. Then go, then here come the tired, bedraggled prophet saying, I ain't found 10. Because Jehovah is such a great God. He said, I tell you what, find one and I'll leave the fools alone. Couldn't do that. Prophets roamed from the days before Jesus Christ. They were foretelling his coming as a messianic king. Our people, our ministers, the so-called heralders of God, they've had their time. Now here we stand as a last-ditch effort to host this, I will make known my name unto the heathen, 2023 convention. Let me talk to you about the main highlight. I just mentioned a welcome dinner. I just welcomed ministers convening together. Let me tell you what the 24-hour marathon is going to consist of. Who is God? That's one of the topics. Why not have that as one of the topics? These ministers are standing up talking about God, but who is he? They haven't told anyone who he is. They just make up something. It's all right to say the Bible say, but who really is God? People is not reading the Bible. They're reading you. They're reading me. Who is God? Here's another topic a star stellar minister is going to speak on. How do I repent? Oh, you better go and repent. Oh, you better turn around from your sins. First, fool, let you know what a sin is. How do I repent? Step by step. How would someone do that? Most of the ministers know they don't know. Oh, yeah, well, I heard that word. You got to talk. You got to tell them. Does God care about me? I'm sick. I got cancer. My daughter died in an auto accident. My mother's hanging on for dear life from a bad heart. How can anybody say God cares if all of that and more is going on? You're going to find out. Did Jesus really die for me? That's another topic. What must I do to be saved? Saved from what? Follow me. If he told them 12 to follow him, we are supposed to be following him. God is not dead. A lot of people are using their life like they all that and more. They're really saying to God, God, you dead. I heard something about you, but I don't care anything about what I heard. How to raise the dead. A lot of dead folk walking, grinning, big old eyes. I seen a lady in a magazine. I couldn't hardly see her eyes. She had so much of that black rim around her eyes. And you know what? The Lord said, uh-oh, you done missed something. Why are these people putting all that black around their eyes? Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, and more. We have 24 such topics. They will not be able to even look up into heaven toward the gates and say, well, I did this, I did that, I did that. I bought my daughter a car. You know what? Come on now. If you made it to get on this call, you are not crazy. So I'm going to put out a prayer for you to stop acting crazy. But some of these topics and more will be presented, and we want you on board every hour on the hour, 24 hours. The speaker will jump on that stage and start talking. Entertainment is planned. Book authors will be present. Biblical dancers. You see everything from a Kentucky Fried Chicken ad to a coffee ad. Somebody singing and dancing, jumping around on 2 feet dancing. And the main ones that is serving Satan at his, sitting at his table for another chicken leg, they can't even do that. I'm telling you, the battleground lines have been drawn. I just said prayer now is banned. They're not allowing Christmas trees even to come up on a public space. People standing around praying on sidewalks, that's banned. I just heard that this morning. And someone said, you know what? America is getting ready to fall. But before that happens, we who are dedicated to God, begging God for another breath, begging God to help pay your rent, begging God about your unsaved relatives. Let me tell you something. We have got to make known God's name to the heathens. You know, it's a lot of people that are claiming that they don't know anything about this God. I heard about him. It don't mean nothing to me. But Colonel Harrison, let's get back to this 2023 convention in February of 2023. How excited are you to be able to be a part of this monumental convention? Many elders and church ministers are calling me saying, Doctor, you know, we never heard of that. You got to hear about it now because you done laid around too long saying the same thing, and you see the world done got worse. We don't want to hear, oh, well, Jesus said the world. But what did he say? What else did he say? Say that. He said, go on out there. Go on. And lo, I am with you until the end. Why don't y'all ministers add that? Nobody want to hear about, oh, well, it's been like this for centuries. Oh, yeah, the world is going to wear prophecy. Fool. He said, go. He didn't say if you were crippled, if you needed two crutches, you need a wheelchair, your crazy spouse won't allow it. He said, go. He said, and I'm with you to the end. You have no excuse. Tell them that. Add that on to what you're telling them. He said, get up and get out of here. Put all power in my own hands. By my Father's will. I got you. I got your back. Tell anybody that is listening to you, half dead or half alive, get up. Now is the time to get up. You done heard me all these years. You done smelled me. You done looked in my face. Get up and go. Get up. All excuses aside. All the prophets that are laying in the annals of death, outside of those that are sitting on his right hand with his son. They paid a price. Stop playing crazy, ministers. 2023, I wish we could get out sooner than that, but the logistics will not allow it. But let me tell you something. Flies are ready to go. Church clergy can't call and say, I can't wait to see you Sunday. I can't wait to get what you have. You're going to get it. Put God's people in charge and see what he do. He said you'll want for nothing. You'll want for nothing. Neither shall your offspring beg bread. Anybody know anybody begging? Can't manage their own life? Been spit out the womb begging and crying? Can't make a move? I tell you what, watch God. As Bishop Mims used to say, watch God. He going to clean them out before they very eyes. Watch God. God. Watch God in the name of Jesus. Colonel Harrison, tell us what's going on back there in your D.C. metropolitan area. How excited are you to be a part of the I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen? The heathen. We already told you last week what a heathen is and was. But, Colonel, how excited are you?
Good morning, Dr. Capitina and listening audience. Very, very excited. Very excited to this 2023 revival. Certainly you're making a lot of plans and inroads, and the theme, I will make my name known to the heathen, is just a great theme. And as you had indicated, the second or third weekend and three-day revival. And as I think about in Isaiah and the book of Isaiah and the book of Chronicles, it indicates 16:24, declare his glory among the heathens. We have to make God's glory known upon the heathens. God's name is his greatness and his glory. And the heathens are those who don't know God, those who are ignorant, have no knowledge of God, those who are unsaved. So we're making provisions in the DMV to host it and make it a powerful revival, because a God name need to be known these days and time, because people living as if there is no God. The Bible says a fool saith in his heart, there is no God. There is a God,
yeah.
God Jehovah, the Psalm 3:18 God. He said, and there is no other God greater than him. His name is above all names. No matter what your name is, what your parent name, you, me, or anybody else, God named Jehovah is greater than Aretha Franklin's name. So they're going to hear, see these preachers, preach with fire and brimstone as we look forward to that mid-February date and coming together, either here, as you said, Dr. Capitina, in the Washington Metropolitan DMV area, or on the West Coast. So we're making provisions here and praying that all goes well. So we're looking forward to people coming from all over the country. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm just so glad you're on our team. I'm glad you're on God's team. I mean, I'm just so proud of that, because we know the whole world, according to the Bible, 1 John, says the whole world is blind in the power of the wicked one. So anybody trying to talk any other talk and not showing evidence that the God of the universe is on their side, I don't want to hear nothing from them. I don't even want to see them, because I know they're part of the problem. Anytime they walking around and God's chosen got to put all the weight of the world on their shoulders, hey, let me tell you something. I told a friend of mine about the end time God. I said, I wish I could have me a triple barrel shotgun and all try to get up into heaven, blowing back down to earth. Just blow stuff for the face, blow their freaking face off. I mean, I was going crazy. And it wasn't that I was just saying that to say it. We are all tired of this two-faced, two-slew-foot basted world. You see them sitting up in houses. I bet you some of the old ones got their clothes already laid out, those that are not real cowards. They probably got them all laid out. But look at where we're at, and that's what this I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen 2023 convention update is all about. I know people talk about their son. Oh, my son. I know people talk about their daughter. Oh, well, yeah. I know some talk about their grandfolk. Oh, yeah, they this and they that. Everybody outside of God is dead. And Colonel just read the scripture partly in Isaiah. He just read they dead. I tell people every week, you know what I'm talking to? This the doctor, doc, what you been doing? I've been talking to the dead. The dead just called me. Oh, well, who is that? I don't pull no punches. Jesus fed 5,000, and all them turned and walked away. Fed them fishes and loaves, whatever my father said. And what did they do? It went 5,000. At the head of that cross that he was stretched on, where were they at? Where's half of the 5,000 he fed? Romans trying to kill and killing everybody. Most, if not all, of the apostles dead, died. Isaiah sawn asunder. Peter crucified upside down. Matthew and Mark, read the history. Think we're going to walk around with a full stomach? And I was going to add in a long wig. You know what? Let me tell you something. You're not going to get away with slamming God and stabbing God in the back. You're not going to get away with it. Yeah, your mama may laugh with you. Yeah, your sister. Oh, honey. Yeah. You will not get away. And I pray I may not have that triple double barrel shotgun to shoot him out of heaven. And that was just a misnomer. I may not have that. But what I do have is God's assurance is that if you abide in me, I'm going to abide in you. You ain't got to ask him, then, how you doing? Yeah, is your castle gone? You already know the answer. Like he said, if you abide in me, just don't abide in him. You can almost tell them when they're going to die and what they're going to die of. But Colonel Harrison, let's get back to this. I will make known my name unto the heathen. Why should anybody be interested in making known God's name?
They should be interested, Tina, in making God's name known because God is the creator of the heaven and earth and all that dwells therein. And one of the challenges and problems we have in society is that people don't spend any time teaching their children who God is. The foundation should begin with the parents. That's what the Bible requires. That's what God requires. And so we raise our children without knowing there is a God. And if we don't know who the God is and who the creator of the universe is, then the kids are going to turn to the peer group and peer pressure and all that stuff out there in the world, drugs and liquor and prostitution and all that kind of abomination. And the kids are going to perish and the kids are going to suffer the consequences and grow up confused. And so my parents taught me who God was and took us to church. And so people think that church is old, it's antiquated, the devil is a liar. They need God. The church represents God. Son Jesus Christ is the bride of Christ. And if we don't get to know him, then people will perish. And people perish for the lack of knowledge. And that's the way I see it.
That certainly is the way that it is. You see it that way. But that is what it is. I'm going to read something out of Isaiah. We just mentioned Isaiah. But Isaiah, the 25th chapter, says, "O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you." Uh-oh, got to exalt him. "I will praise your name." Is anybody on this line praising his name? "For you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin. The foreigner's palace is a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations shall fear you." I won't go any further. But how many people do you think is praising God, praising his name, exalting him for doing great things? oh, Lord, you are, how many can say you are my God? Now, Jehovah know who they are. How many people can say, oh, Lord, you are my God? Ain't doing nothing. I swear, I told a friend of mine, I'll shoot him back down to earth. How many can say, you are my God? Just because they walking around and ain't dead yet don't mean Jehovah ain't taking note of that. Are we insane? And this is why we have got to make known God's name unto the heathen. They can't say that. And if we don't make the name known with some of these topics, how do I repent? How do I turn around? Who really is God? Where did Jesus come from for real? All of these topics. After this 24-hour marathon, and some really cannot say it now, I was giving them some slack because we're on this radio line. How many people on the way to hell can say they know anything about that name? Oh, yeah, some of them have read it, Psalm 83:18, so they can't lie. There's no squeeze around town room for those that say, oh, I don't think I can make known God's name. Oh, yes, you can. You make a known God's name every morning you wake up. What you do, what you say, who you hang with. You are making God's name known, but not in a good way. I will make known his name. Isn't that what he said? If people don't know nothing about the Bible and read Matthew 28, go ye therefore. If they got a second grade education, I'm not talking about one from Harvard or Yale or mine, Stanford. I'm not even talking about them. Mighty top 10 universities, they're in the top 10. If anybody with a second grade, third grade education read, go ye therefore, you know what I mean, walk with 2 feet, go, and teach and preach. Well, you first got to know what you're supposed to preach and teach to the nation. Is anybody crazy on this line? Are we just fooling God? I'm going to call it out as I see it. Someone said, I, if you keep talking about God, I don't know. I'm in for, you know what? I can't tell you what I said, but I said, blank you. You got an idea of what I said. He said, go ye therefore. I don't care what the dead say. I don't want the dead around me anyway. Really, that's the way that I'm living my life. Jesus himself said, separate yourself from them. Separate. That's what the word say. So anybody interested in the word, faking that they're interested, pretending to worship him in the way he don't approve and ain't told them, then 5,000 walked away because while Jesus was feeding them, I know he was hitting heavy and hard. I know he was telling them something. Bible says they turned and walked away, 5,000. They weren't going to stop their relationship problems. They wasn't going to stop homemonging. They wasn't going to stop fornicating. I wish I could give an example of something, but I don't have the time. They're not going to do it, but we are going to do it. Come February 2023, send an email to mothernature7@gmail.com if you want to get on the speakers lineup list. You want to volunteer. You want to show God that you're doing more than going to the bathroom and trying to eat right. You know what? Ain't nobody eating right because the earth don't even have the minerals in it no more. Hey. The ravens fed Jeremiah, thrown there in the well. Let's stop being a fool. None shall escape God's wrath. And I pray I'm allowed to see it. Thank you so much for tuning in. You've heard some good stuff this morning. Remember the email address for information on I will make known my name. Unto the heathen, 2023 convention updates. God bless you. See you next week. We're going to be talking about the convention again. Come on board while it's still day. God bless you. Next week, same time. Have a great weekend.